Chapter 45. Jesse sat in his living room with Amber and Jen. Jesse had scotch. Jen had a glass of wine. Amber was drinking coffee. She was wearing the same clothes she'd come to the jail in, and the same tear-streaked eye makeup.
"I can drink booze," Amber said.
"Not with me," Jesse said. Amber was looking around the condo.
"How long I gotta stay here?" she said.
"You don't have to stay here at all," Jesse said. "You can leave right now, but where are you going to go?"
"I could find someone to stay with," Amber said.
"You have someone to stay with," Jesse said.
"You?"
"Me."
"Why is she here?" Amber said.
"Jen and I used to be married," Jesse said. "She's come to help me with you."
"Why do you need help with me?" Amber said.
"Because you're a 14-year-old girl, and there needs to be a woman here, too," Jesse said.
"Oh, man, are you drab?"
"Drab," Jesse said.
"Who cares about who stays with who? Man, try being free, you know? Jesus."
"Jen is a television reporter," Jesse said. "She's doing this in hopes of a story."
"Story about what?" Amber said.
"About you," Jen said, "and your parents and the Horn Street Boys, and maybe the Crown Estates Project, like that."
"What the hell kind of story is that?" Amber said.
"We'll see," Jen said. "I had some vacation time coming, and the station gave me a couple of weeks to see if there was a story."
"So, am I going to be on TV?" Amber said.
"We'll see," Jen said.
"I don't want to go to my father," Amber said.
"Okay," Jesse said.
"And I don't want to go back to Esteban, the lying fuck."
"Okay there, too," Jesse said. "I've been talking to a friend who's a lawyer, and she's going to put me in touch with specialists in child custody and placement."
"Child custody? I'm not in fucking child custody," Amber said.
"Officer Molly Crane will be with you, and Jen, much of the day," Jesse said to Amber. "I will be with you most of the rest of the time. Occasionally, one of the other cops may fill in. There will always be a police officer with you."
"So my old man won't get me?" she said. "Or Esteban?"
"Or anyone else," Jesse said.
"What about Crow?" Amber said.
"What about him?
Is he going to be around?"
"Crow pretty much does what he wants to," Jesse said. "If I see him, I'll ask him."
"So what am I supposed to do all day while you're all watching me?"
"What would you like to do?" Jesse said.
"I don't know."
"There's a start," Jesse said. "How about taking a shower?"
"Here?"
"Yes."
"I got no clean clothes," Amber said.
"Tomorrow you and Jen and Molly can go buy some. Meanwhile, you can wear one of my shirts for a nightie."
"What should I do with my other clothes?"
"We could burn them in the fireplace," Jesse said.
"Throw them out of the bathroom," Jen said. "I'll put them through the washer."
"Another thing we have to consider," Jesse said. "Jen will be in my bedroom. Amber will be in the guest bedroom. I will be on the couch. There's one bathroom."
"So?" Amber said. "So keep it in mind," Jesse said. "How come you and her don't sleep together?" Amber said.
"Too drab," Jesse said.